In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna, this is a Sainsbury's Magazine recipe. Hi, my name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Free.
Welcome to the gorgeous kitchen.
Yay.
So, what are we making today?
We are making salted caramel ice cream pecan cookie cups.
That sounds quite Yankee Doodle Dandy.
It also sounds quite decadent.
Yeah. So it'll suit us. Mm-hmm. Okay, what are the ingredients? What do we need, Donna?
We need, for the ice cream, we need double cream, vanilla pod, and salted caramel sauce. One jar. For the cookie cups, where the work comes in, unsalted butter, softened, muscovado sugar, caster sugar, flour, bicarbonate of soda, toasted pecans, egg, vanilla extract. Not too many ingredients.
No.
Not too muddling.
And what's really interesting is I read the recipe this morning and I realized, uh-oh, I didn't make the ice cream last night. So this morning when I went around Sainsbury's, I've cheated, Donna.
Never. Yes. Not you, yes. Not us, not yes. Radio Gorgeous.
Yes,
we too cheated, right.
And I bought the ice cream.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But no, yeah. We have made ice cream in the past.
Yes, yeah, and we know it's not too difficult.
Well, at least my husband and son have made ice cream, okay, in the past. I have eaten it. It was very nice.
Excellent.
It's possible.
The other thing we're going to talk about later, have you heard?
Mm.
I did boudoir shots yesterday.
Boudoir.
So while we're cooking, we'll be talking about my boudoir shots.
How caramel.
I can't tell you how much fun it was, okay?
All I'm going to say, how salty, caramel, saucy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so
let's get cooking.
What do we do?
All right, so the day before didn't happen. The day before, go to the supermarket, buy ice cream.
Yeah.
Sorted.
But what are they saying? You've got to make ice cream.
Yes, if you are an organized person, have time and care, the day before you want to eat these, or at least 6 hours ahead, make the ice cream. Whisk the cream, vanilla seeds, and 200 grams of salted caramel sauce to soft peaks, and then transfer to a freezer-proof container and freeze for at least 6 hours overnight until firm.
It doesn't sound hard at
all.
I thought you had to do lots of stirring with ice cream, and it was quite complicated, but that sounds quite an easy
one. Some you
do.
Some you have to take out, and every half hour you still keep stirring. Yeah. And some you don't, like this.
This is fantastic.
Thank you, Sainsbury's Magazine.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to skip ahead. That 6 hours flew by. Yeah. We are going to preheat the oven to 100 degrees Celsius, lightly grease a 12-hole muffin tin.
Which you own already, being American.
And we're going to use an electric whisk and cream together the butter and sugars until pale. We'll then put the flour, bicarbonate of soda, a pinch of salt, and 50 grams of chopped pecans into a separate bowl.
Okay.
I think that's advanced enough for us.
So do I. I'm going to chop the pecans.
Excellent. And I shall turn on the oven and grease the tin.
Exactly.
Do you need a chopping board, maybe?
Yeah, chopping board would be lovely. Thank you so much. And a knife.
My new tap and water filter.
So tell me what they do.
Well, that's a Dalton water filter. So it's through charcoal, filters your water, which is nice. And you just go like that if you want filtered water.
Okay,
comes
can
out
you
of
give
there.
Me a glass? I want to try
yes.
it. So this saves you a hell of a lot of money from buying massive bottles, which take Brita things on the side that always spill.
Exactly, and take up room.
And they always run out of cartridges.
Okay. And simple as that.
Okay, I'm going to try your charcoal water.
Filtered water. What do you think?
Oh, lovely. Does it soften it as well?
I don't know. Mm. I could lie and say, sure, and then I'd be wrong.
Mm.
But yeah, it's nice, right?
Very, very good. And how often will you have to change the filter?
That's one of the things I have on my list to look up, because I think it's about 6 months. I assume it would depend on the volume of water that you use. I think it's about 6 months. Then I think they're about 18 quid.
Gosh, that's
maybe it's a year.
Also, you're saving on those plastic bottles.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go and chop them pecans.
All right.
Can you tell me about pecans? Because they're definitely, we don't grow them in England.
Pecan pie is the best thing on earth. And just recently, I heard my friend call the pecan the queen of nuts, which I thought was me.
Yeah, exactly. The nuts of queen. Do they grow in the States then?
Yes, they're southern nuts.
Oh, they're southern.
Pecan pie is like...
That's a southern dish then,
yes.
And yes. What do they look like, pecan trees?
They I don't know what the trees look like, but I assume they're not wildly dissimilar to other nut trees like almonds or whatever. But the pecan is adorable. It's sort of like a flat, less wrinkly version of a walnut, but denser. I don't particularly care for walnuts, but they're denser.
But inside, they're lighter than a walnut, aren't they? They've got a light. I'd say they're walnut family, definitely.
I would say they're a mix between walnuts in terms of a texture. There would be a mix between a walnut and an almond.
Yes, yes.
And they're sort of shaped like almonds.
Like a kind of large bullet.
Yeah, nubby like walnuts.
Mm. Oh, gosh. Well, let me get going on the nubby things.
Chopping away. They're easy to chop because they're so light. They're not like they're not flying all over like the walnuts or the pistachios, which we normally cook with. But today, I think we're having a pistachio-free day, which is quite a weird feeling. It's a lime-free day as well, but we're cooking with oranges later in another recipe. Oh, dear.
Gorgeous food and drink on Radio Gorgeous.
So you're whisking up?
Yep.
Very good. Two different types of sugar. That's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very particular. Let's hope it all works.
Did you notice, as you know, I love these things. Did you notice my grandmother's mixing bowl? And they're good because they're deep.
Yeah.
And the sides go straight up, so everything doesn't go pinging out of your bowl.
And it's got a lovely floral.
It does.
It's got some flowers in the middle.
Exactly.
Thank you, Granny.
So we've just looked at a recipe and we've forgotten to put the vanilla extract in it.
Oh
so
God.
Donna's found the bottle that we bought at quite a great expense, but we've used it like about three or four times now.
I use it in when I make Dex hot chocolate. I put a little drop of that in there. It's very tasty.
Very tasty.
So this is the poshest vanilla extract ever, isn't it? What's it called again? It's called...
This is the Nielsen Massey one.
Yeah. They're the same people that made the rose water, aren't they?
Yeah.
And it's really strong.
I guess they're the extract people. Right.
Okay. Let's get you ever made muffins?
I have made muffins.
Yeah.
I have made muffins. Muffins is... There was a comedian once who I loved who said about muffins... You know, it's like cake you eat for breakfast.
Yeah,
you know, it's like it's such a cheat.
But there's a difference between English muffins and American muffins.
Oh yeah, muffins. The muffins, they're like, what would you have here?
Well, here it's the muffin man, and if you buy them sort of made, they're a bit more like bread. They're more like kind of bread.
And sort of a savory,
not
wildly dissimilar from a scone. But
a
muffin
less heavy.
Is literally like cake. It's like a cupcake.
Yeah,
you know. Or fairy cake.
See, cupcake, again, is an American expression. Yeah. They're all these things you brought over.
But yeah, it's cake. Don't make any bones
about it. So we're about to eat cake and ice cream.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
What could be better?
Okay, we've stirred it in. Yeah. I'm going to see what it says now. Imagine you're going to be putting them in the muffin tray now.
Yes.
So beat the sugar vanilla extract into the butter and sugar. Fold in the dry ingredients until combined. We've done that. Using lightly floured hands. Come on. Let's go and get your lightly floured hands.
Right.
Then you've got to divide the dough into 12 balls and put it in the muffin tin. Mould the dough up the base and the sides of each hole to create a cup shape. And to make the cup shape, you can use the end of a lightly floured rolling pin. Gosh, it's so helpful, this recipe. So you're going to get nice and dirty now.
Exactly. Where's my penny?
Exactly. You haven't got... So do you want to hear it? Should I start telling you about my...
Your boudoir shots.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
of course.
My husband's younger than me, and his 50th... But he's only going to be 50 in September.
The mere child. Well, he and I are the... One year older than me.
Yeah, okay. You're the baby as well, even though I always think you act more grown up than me at times. anyway, so for his surprise birthday present... I do yoga with a friend called Yaffa, and she said, "Oh, Josephine," she's Israeli, "you must do these boudoir shots." And it's like, and I was thinking, yeah. And then I suddenly thought, right, for James's 50th, a private book of boudoir shots. So I really didn't know what to expect, apart from she said, go to Ann Summers and buy corsets, stockings, suspenders, you know, all these things. So I went to Ann Summers. It was pretty tacky. And so I went to M&S, got some kind of quite tasteful, rosy Huntington Whiteley little cream silk, you know, kind of top and pants. Then I went back to Ann Summer and thought, right, bite the bullet, get chatting to the women there. And they really helped me. And I kind of got a kind of one. It's a bit like a kind of lace black bathing costume.
Okay.
With kind of high legs, which is very flattering. And I also got this amazing thing, which is, you're going to love this. It's black lace and it goes down to the hip, sleeveless. And then the bottom, all it is extra long fringing. So it's just this. So it's like this fringe dress. And so the first shots we did were kind of the innocent ones, you know, just to get me going.
Innocent?
Yeah. In the kind of cream, it looked like kind of a bit like bridal kind of shots. And she's such a good photographer. She made you feel at ease. The first thing she said was, do you want a drink? And I said, I honestly don't want a drink. I want to feel in control. Mm-hmm. But I put my music system onto my phone, got in the mood, had a cup of tea.
Do you remember when I had pictures taken of me? I had the worst morning. I couldn't name it, but I was... I was crying. I was just so...
It was like you were very raw, weren't you?
Yeah. And I guess it's exposing. And imagine even doing this would be even more exposing. But I guess it would be better if you're doing it for someone else. I think that would help me.
Yeah, so I'm thinking all the time, this is for James.
This is for James.
Birthday.
This isn't me being exposed.
And whenever I got into a position that was ridiculous, I thought, James will think this is funny.
Exactly.
You know?
And also, did she? And it's, I,
and it's
imagine...
not. It's not pornography. You know what I mean? Like the closest you get to it is sort of maybe no pants, so showing your bum from behind. You know, putting your thumb down your suspender belt and putting your bum to one side. It's all suggestion because that's much sexier anyway.
Speaking of which, look at my balls.
I've got 12 flowery balls.
12 flowery balls. So also I imagine Yaffa being. You know, just putting you at your ease is really important.
Yeah, she really did. And she made it fun. And she also directed me a lot because I thought, I'd be really good at this because, you know, I used to be a cabaret performer, but I wasn't because she could see through the lens what looks, you know, good. So, you know, you think you look good. And then she says, look, hold your stomach in. You know? Which is so helpful because, you know, when I did look at the photographs, I thought, God, I have changed in 20 years. You know, I haven't had the kind of photographs done.
Well, I'll tell you another way you've changed. You can take direction. Shocking. How you've grown, Josephine.
But it's really good because she got things like a little step ladder or a stool. Then she got like out pearls. And so it was like, hold some pearls. Then she had a kind of a big kind of trunk full of sort of swaddling and material and tiger skin and... So she said, look, all this material, if I've got a larger lady, I swathe them in that, you know. So she said...
So she's got all the props.
Yes.
And she knows how to make women look good.
And feel good. And she does about three or four a month.
Wow.
Yeah. No, she's really successful at it. It's one of her most successful things. So what I'll do is on the website, we'll put her details if anyone's interested. Anyway, how your dough ball, muffin dough balls
look at
going?
That. Don't they look like little cups?
Yeah.
Do you see my little cups?
Shall I help press down in the middle? So, press up the sides, it said, didn't it?
Exactly.
So we're both pressing. I've put flour on my fingers too, and I'm pressing them up
at
the sides.
Pressing me floury balls.
Yeah. I hope they come out.
Yeah.
I did grease them, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not, and they look like they're coming away from the sides already, so. I'm not putting. You're doing it slightly more than me. What do you think? Should we?
Well, it said push up the sides. So.
Yeah, mold up the sides.
Yeah.
Do you think all the way up? What are we doing?
Nearly to the end.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Yeah.
You don't want them to be too thin, do they?
No. Yeah. Neither too thin nor too thick. I'm thinking. Mm. All right.
They're lovely and dark, aren't they? They're not like white flowers. It's because of the muscovado.
Muscovado sugar just putting and a bit pecans. Of...
Oh, yes, the pecans are in the actual...
Yeah.
God, I can't wait for this.
Excellent. I think that looks adorable.
Yeah. Now we've got to do the quite complicated thing of getting it in the oven, then taking them out, and then putting them back in again.
But getting them in the oven shouldn't promise us too much.
Yeah. Radio Gorgeous, podcasts for women. Now, this is a slightly complicated bit of the muffin recipe, which I'd never heard of, which is getting the muffins out halfway through cooking and then pressing them down. And I'm looking for the recipe on the piece of paper, and here it is.
Because so those things, you want them to rise.
Yeah, so we're pushing them down.
Yes, because they did rise, and look at
so that. We chilled them for 10 minutes, which you were insistent of. I was like, oh, don't bother, and you were like...
And the reason being is that, you know, you want the butter, you want them to rise to then tamp them down so that then they cook nicely. Yeah. I think it was an important aspect of
so I'm really pleased I listened to you, because we did chill for 10 minutes and we baked for 10 minutes. Now we've got them out of the oven. And we're using the end of a rolling pin to press down the dough in the tin to make deeper hollows, because this caramel ice cream and caramel sauce with pecan on the top has got to fit into these little dough dolls.
We need to make a scoop for the ice cream.
Exactly. So you're making deeper hollows presently. And then we're going to return to the oven for 5 minutes. Then we're going to remove from the oven, leave to cool for a few minutes, then transfer them to a cooling rack to cool completely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is very exciting. Okay, so you're pressing those little babies down.
That looks good, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that worked.
Sorry. Ah, God, it's hot. They're hot inside, yeah.
Funny that.
Been
in the oven.
Mm.
Right.
Not as complicated as we
I know,
feared.
That was the step we've
never heard of.
That's going to be the killer.
Yeah.
But no, it's
It's fared well.
Easy, yes, exactly. We're pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Get it in the oven. Five more minutes. Put it on the timer, girl. So we're now going to try and get those muffins out of that greased tin, which it could be a challenge. Okay, right. You're turning them upside down. You're pressing them the lids.
Two have come out.
You good little old muffins. Yeah, maybe if we just tap them. Yeah. I'm knocking on them, and they're popping
muffins
out.
Muffins are home. Come on, Muffins.
Yay.
Fantastic. Look, they're perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, you did such a good job.
Yeah.
All right, knock on that one, yes. Knock on. We still have one.
Come on. There's always a naughty one, isn't it? Yay. They all came out.
They all came out, and they're cup-shaped.
Yes.
And muffin-y, and they do look like sunken middle.
Yes, they do. They look
a bit.
They look a bit sad, actually, because they're sunk. I'd say to my daughter, oh, no, this is
ruined.
Yeah, exactly.
We did it on purpose.
Yeah. Now, where's the coolest part of the house, would you say? Your sitting
not
room?
Not right next to
your
the kettle. Yeah,
room?
I was going to say.
Let's take them through. We're taking the muffins through to the sitting room, which is the coolest place.
The dining
in
table.
Yeah. Yeah.
And look,
the cat shouldn't get them then.
Yes.
Okay.
Cat doesn't eat people food. You could leave shrimp out and she'd ignore it.
Oh, only likes cat food.
Yeah. God. And even that, the wet food she only licks.
Oh, for God's sake. Cats are so spoiled in bloody England. Okay. Great. That's chilling and
that
we're looking forward to it. Yeah.
Well. The proof of the pudding is always in the tasting. And we will be tasting the salted caramel ice cream pecan cookie cups. But Josephine had to run off with the circus, or so she said when she ran out of here. So instead of Josephine to do the tasting, I have enlisted my sister-in-law. Welcome, Wendy, to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you.
So here, we're going to dig in. It's looking good. And we didn't get any salted caramel sauce. So we have made do with Harrod's salted caramel biscuits for anyone who is desperate. All right, we're digging in. Ooh. Ah. See, you immediately recognize this as sort of a blondie.
Yes. It's got a wonderful mixed texture. It's kind of like a cookie and kind of like a muffin.
Exactly. So, and for Americans, a blondie is a non-chocolate brownie. So it has that same, it should, if things go well, I'm scooping up here, have that perfect. Chewy yet crisp on the outside texture.
Oh, yum.
Okay. Mmm.
Oh, perfect with the ice cream.
Mmm.
Heaven.
Pecans and salted caramel.
Perfect.
After a good combo.
Oh.
Ooh, see? The blondie explosion. Blondie explodes blonde. E. Awesome. Okay, I would make this again because as Josephine and I noted, it was not as hard as we thought to make these cups. And you can fill it with any kind of ice cream.
It's really nice the way the ice cream goes into the cup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's yummy.
Of course, I'm sure it would soften it over time, mm-hmm. but we're not giving it that amount of time. Gone in 60 seconds. Mmm. And that's us in the always ever hungry Radio Gorgeous Kitchen. Mm. Thank you, Sainsbury's, for a super recipe.
This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. You'll find this recipe in the September edition of Sainsbury's Magazine. For more info, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for radiogorgeous.com. Gorgeous food and drink on Radio Gorgeous.